I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another wave of violence against women is rising in India. This time it's in Uttar Pradesh state, where four brutal killings in 2 weeks have many women living in fear. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says traditional Indian culture tells women they're less than human. But Mission India volunteers share an opposite message using adult literacy classes.
She's learning that she was created in the image of God, and it's very freeing. It's very revolutionary. Some of the first sentences they learn to read will be from the Bible.
You can make a difference in a woman's life for just $30. Links are at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Iraq's neighbors are trying to cope with an extra 1.5 million refugees. The problem is they're already coping with Syria's 2 million civil war survivors. For countries like Jordan and Lebanon, they're just not equipped to handle that many people. Open Doors is helping by supporting their physical and emotional and spiritual needs. At missionnetworknews.org, you'll find ways you can bring one person, one hope, one gospel moment at a time. And the U.S. government's addressing the recent influx of child aliens from Central America, calling it a humanitarian crisis. Donna Abbott of Bethany Christian Services says kids are vulnerable to human traffickers and worse. Simply put, they're refugees asking for our help.
Because the Lord calls us to care for the alien, the widow, and the orphan, and that's exactly who's in the middle of this crisis. So, you know, as Christians, we look to the Bible to guide us, to tell us what we need to do in these situations. So there's just no doubt in our mind that we're called to respond in a humanitarian way.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.